answer. Okay. So we'll talk about Shailas Geshamin and Haskara. Haskara is Geshamin. And what happens, Vicar, if you forget, what can you do to be Mashlim? So the Gemara in Bracha says that if you didn't say Mashav Ruach, you have to be Chayzer. If you didn't say, if you're saying Talmater, you don't have to be Chayzer, you could say in Shema Kaleinu. And Atachon Antonu, it says, you're not Chayzer because you could say Havdalah Alakais. And as a Shayan Lashonim, can you be Mashlim, Havdalah, Atachon Antonu, in Shema Kaleinu? The Magabam actually paskins, if a guy knows he doesn't have wine, he's not going to have wine, he's not going to be able to be mashlim al kais. Then the Magen Avraham says that you can be simech on the Rishonim. He calls the Rambam. We'll see in our Rambam, we don't have that. But the other Rishonim like that say that Maril, the Marash, say that you can be mashlim atchon antonu in Shema Kaleinu. The Gemara says that you don't have to be chayzer by atchon antonu because you can say it al kais mashma. You don't have the option of saying it in Shema Kaleinu. So that Beis Yosef says that no, the Gemara means is a chiddush that even if you mess up lagamri, still you don't have to be chayzer because you could be say it in al kais. And in Milosh Menester, you really could say it in Shema Kaleinu as well. And we'll see it as a Taisus that said the Farish, not like that. Taisus says that the only things you can be mashlim in Shema Kaleinu are bakashas. But something which is shvach, that's the reason why you can't be mashlim the same talamater. Why can't you mashlim the same talamater? Sorry, you could be mashlim the same talamater, you can't be mashlim mashlim baruach. What's the difference the same talamater mashlim baruach? Says Taisus and Brachos Chavtes. The difference is because Shema Kaleinu is Tvila. So you can mashlim in Yonim of Tvila. So the same Talmud you can mashlim, but Mashav Ruach, which is a Shvach, that you can't be mashlim in Shema Kaleinu. So Melefi Taisus Pashit, I think Taisus speaks out Beferish that you can't be mashlim. Atachon Antonu in Shema Kaleinu either, because Atachon Antonu is also not a tefillah. The Rishonim that say that he could be mashlim, so Beis Yosef says that because an Atachon Antonu is also a tefillah. So Meila Yehu to mashlim. That's a chiddush Beis Yosef. We'll see later another pshat maybe from Rucham Olshin in the Yerach Moyadim. Al Kapanim, that's the Gemara. And that's the halacha, that if you've got the same talamater, you could say it in Shema Kaleinu. Now, question is, what happens? What?
As a tefillah?
If you didn't say the same talamater, you can mashlim in Shema Kaleinu. You've got to say the same talamater in Baruch
Aleinu. In Atachon Antonu.
No, Baruch Aleinu. What? Atachon Antonu is a mechleg z'shainim. I'm going back to the same Talmud now. What's the matter? Taisus said that not because it's not a tefillah. But I'm going back to the same Talmud. Same Talmud the Gemara says you can say in Shema Kaleinu. Okay? Now, question is, what happens if the guy passed by Shema Kaleinu and he realized he didn't say the same Talmud? What does he do? So Shitas Taisus is, it was Loyal Karaglov. He doesn't have to go back to Ginnish Menesrei. He doesn't even have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He could go back to Shema Kaleinu, Shema Tfila. He could go back to Shema Kaleinu, as a crisis, and say the same Talmater in Shema Kaleinu. The guy's in the middle of Maidim. He realized he didn't say the same Talmater, both in Baruch Aleinu and in Shema Kaleinu. Taisus says he goes back to Shema Kaleinu. It means a Raya from the Rishalmi. However, the sheet of the Ravid and brought down the Rajba in Brachas that says you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you messed up, in Baruch Aleinu, you messed up again, Shema Kaleinu, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. And he brings a raya, not a raya, but a dugma davar by Havdalah. The halacha is the Flamed Gimel. You guys got a Flamed Gimel? That's already, but you don't remember. Agapanim, Taisa says, the Gemara says, if a guy forgot we said he can mashlim, he doesn't have to daven again. Why? Because he could say it ala kites. What happens? It was ta'a bazu bazu. What does it mean, ta'a bazu bazu? Which means that how is he ta'a ala kites? The hainu that he ate before Havdalah. Though he forgot to say atachan antanu in Shmanas, right? He's supposed to say it in Al Kais, and he ate before. You guys still there? You guys there? He ate before Havdalah. So then the halach is. Halach is okay. As I was saying, it says if you ta bazu bazu, if you didn't say atachan antanu shmoneh esrei, and you ate before Havdalah. We did melacha before Havdalah. The melacha is then you have to be chayzer and damage menetzrei over again. So now, says the Ravid, Mekain, who I did? The guy forgot v'sein talmata by Baruch Aleinu. And he forgot it again by Shema Kaleinu. So now, he can't just go back to Shema Kaleinu. He has to go back all the way to Baruch Aleinu. That's the shita of the Ravid. And that's the halacha, what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Hey, im lo yishol matar, in niska koyim shemei tefila, e machzir no yisai, vishayol, one second, e machzir no yisai, vishayol b'shemei tefila, im lo yiniskar, Aracha Shemeh Tfila, and Loy Akaraglav Chayzer, Liburchas Hashanim, Makaraglav Chayzer, Lurisha Tfila. So that's how long we paskin. If you messed up twice, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Shail is, what happens if a guy is a very big Shlemiel and a Shlemazel? And when he went back to Baruch Aleinu, he forgot a third time. The guy forgot the Baruch Aleinu. He forgot by Shema Kaleinu, he went back to Baruch Aleinu, and he forgot again. So Chayr just told the guy, just like, forget about it, just go home. Says Shalom, and Zel. But Lalach, the question is, what does he do? Does he have to go, and he winds himself in the middle of Hashiva Shevteinu, in the middle of Shlai Mircha, then he forgot a third time. So what does he do? So Shail, does he continue on to Shema Kaleinu? And just like as if he forgot the first time Baruch Aleinu, or does he have to go back to Baruch Aleinu? So L'chaira, Harei, Rabbeinu Yaina says, why is it that the guy forgot Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, and then he also ate before Havdalah? He has to be chayzer Shemoneh Esrei again, and can't rely on Havdalah in Alakais. Yaina says, it's a knas. Yeah? The knas. He messed up twice, then you got to go back to the Seish Menesri again and say at the Chanatanu the right place. So Meila Lefizeh, over here also, the guy messed up twice. He forgot to say the same Talmud, the Baruch Aleinu, he forgot again Shema Kaleinu, and now he forgot a third time. So L'chaira, if we constant him, but when you forget twice, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Kol Shkein, if you forgot three times, he should have to go back to Berech Aleinu. So therefore, L'chaira, Lefi, Rabbi Yaina, the way he understands, the Geder, by Ta, Bazu, Bazu, by Abdal, you have to go back to, you have to be Chayz on the Tefillah. Then Lefi, Rabbi Yaina, who I did over here, you should have to go back to Berech Aleinu and not continue on the Shmak Aleinu. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman's brought down, he says that you can continue the Shmak Aleinu, you have to go back to Berech Aleinu. Question is, what's the svara? So, if we're comparing it to Abdullah, by Abdullah, there's a knas because you messed up twice. Kolshka, if you messed up three times. So my son-in-law wanted a taina that Rebbe Yaina says because of knas. But the Rajb is mashma that it's not al knas. The Rajb says, Ta bazu bazu pirish. No, actually, hibla betfila. Va'achal ayasam lacha kaim shibla al kais. V'chima shetaa. I feel because mutzarech lachzar harei uchayis l'chasidra. He says a svara that once you have to go back, then you have to go back to the right place. Meaning the guy got baruch lein. Okay, they gave him an option, plan B, to say it in Shmak Aleinu. But once you're going back, because you've forgotten Shmak Aleinu. And once you're going back, instead of going back to Shmak Aleinu, the luck is you go back to the original place. So Me'el Fi Zeh, there's Mokim Loimar, that by the guy that forgot the Berech Aleinu, and Shmak Aleinu, he went back to Berech Aleinu and forgot again. So now, Batsim, the Ikri Halach is, he has an option in Shmak Aleinu. If it's a Knas, okay, so you have to go back to Berech Aleinu. But if it's a Svar that once you're going back, you have to go back to the right place. Fine, he went back to the right place. He went back to Berech Aleinu. But now he's got again. Now, Gimam Shech Shmak Aleinu. That's what my son-in-law wanted. Tainu L'chayra, it's a good Tainu. It should be totally in Mechoygez Rishayinim, how we understand the halach of Ta Bezu Bezu, that you are Chayzer, you have to be Chayzer in Shemana Esrei. Now, okay. There's another halacha, which is interesting, which is negay, the common halachas, which is negay halacha l'maisa, very much halacha l'maisa as well. Shulchan Aruch says that let's say you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah, before you started Ritzay. What do you do? Again, the guy forgot Baruch Aleinu, he forgot to say the same Talmudah. Comes along, Shmak Aleinu, he forgets. He said, Baruch Atah Shemeh Tefillah, oh, nuts, I forgot to say Baruch Aleinu. I forgot to say Saint Talmata. So what does he do? Says the Mechaber, he says it right then. As long as he didn't start saying Ritzay, you could say it again. And the same thing, Mechaber says in a number of places. He says it by, what about Mashi Baruch? The guy says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayim Esim. He didn't say Mashi Baruch. So if he's like an Eretz Yisrael, he davens Nusach Sfarad, and he said, Meirid HaTol the whole summer, then the luck is, you've got Masha Baruch, you don't have to daven again. So Meila, he's not going to say Masha Baruch after Mechayim Esim. But, the Mashal, in Chutz Laretz, I believe, those daven Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't say Meirid HaTol. And for them, if they forgot Masha Baruch, they have to daven over again. So there, it's the Geya, the Shaila, but the Mechaber says, if you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayim Esim, and you remind yourself, you didn't say Masha Baruch, you can say Masha Baruch right then and there. Now, and there's also the Geya, very much Loch Lamaisa, a Yal V'Yavoy. The guy forgot to say Yal V'Yavoy, or Shredish, or Yamtif, and remind himself after a Machzah Shnos Letzion, so going to the Mechaber, he could say Yal Yavin right then. That's a psak of the Mechab. Shaila is halach lamaisa. Do we go with this or not? Because the Beralacha in Siman Kuf Yudalid has a lot of issues with this Mechaber. And he says even though the Mechaber has a base in Rishayim and the Rabbi Yod, the Rashmi is down in Tainis, but he says the Bach and the Mashal are arguing, because they say, like they pass Rabbi Yain that says that once you finish that bracha, it's as if you start the next bracha. The Mela, you can't be masked, whatever it is that you're supposed to be masked that you missed, you can't say it then. Now, so even though, so that Bach is out for the Mashal. Even though Bach himself and Magen Avraham and many other Chayinim take on like the sheet of the Mechaber, they could be Mashlim as long as he didn't start the next Bracha. Since the Rosh brings down the Raviyah, so they could go like that La'alacha, or the Rosh is, you know, the Rosh is very important La'alacha, especially in the world of the Beis Yosef. So Mela, so he says though like this, there's a problem though, the Rabbi brings down a steer in the Rabbi brings down a steer in the Raviyah, and the Gra has kashes. The Bekitza, this whole sheet of the Mechaber is not so posh, because first of all, Ben Yoina argues. Second of all, even the Raviyah, there's a steer in the Raviyah. So this whole halacha is very iffy. Says the Ber Halacha. And besides that, there's many other Rishonim that disagree with the Mechaber. Besides the Ben Yoina we mentioned, he has a Riyaz, the Shulgai brings down, and Toysi Riyah Chosid, the Rochel Meshulesh brings down, the Gaz Smak says, like that, the Rambam is mashm like that. Kitzer, and brings down the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. I think this is the only place that the Mishaburim brings down Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. They were contemporaries at Baruch. And brings down the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins, Takanag the Mechaber, and Yechayz L'Rosh. So, the Ber Halacha, even though the Ma'is, it's hard to machri against the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber is the Mechaber. Maram Bet Yosef, you know, he can't argue. However, he says, since the Ma'is not so pashut, so therefore he said like this, what happens if a guy said, Baruch Ata Hashem? He didn't say, Shema Tefillah. He didn't say, Mechayim Meisim. He didn't say, Hamach Zeshanos Tzion. Then what should he do? He should say, Lamdei Nichu Kecha. So it shouldn't be a bracha. So it should be considered he didn't finish his bracha. And he could go back to being maskir, the Yal B'Yavai, the Saint Talmater, and Mashiv Aruach. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, this is a very big chiddush over here in this Ber Halacha. That he says, you could say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeinuch Kecha. In Milishman Esrei, you could say a pasuk. You have a problem with, if you're going to finish the bracha, you're going to have issues. Should you be masked or not? Muhammad says he could, Ben Yehuda says he can. What do you do? And if you say Lamdeinuch Kecha, for one second, in the middle of davening, you start saying a shtickle tire, in the middle of davening, you start saying a pasuk. So the truth of the matter is, though, the Ber Halacha, although he doesn't bring it down, has a makar from the Ritva and Tainis, B'Shem Ben Yaina. He says like this, B'Shem HaRav HaChassid, Kidu HaRishayim, refer to Ben Yaina as the Rav HaChassid. Sh'afil Om Baruch Ata Hashem, Misayim Kekarim B'Taira, L'Dein HaKecha, Kedin Kol Shereitz L'Varach, Fanof HaPeres M'Pib. Right, everyone knows the luck is, if we start making a bracha, and for some reason, there's a problem. For example, the food fell and got dirty, so you can't make the bracha. So you say, L'Dein HaKecha. So Meir says the Ritva, Huadin, B'Shem Reyayinu, Huadin, the guy forgot to be masker, then the halach is, he could say, L'Dein HaKecha, and be masker right there. Ritva argues, and he says, En kindas dela tzefatim, el kol shehischu b'chassima, chaysim v'haylichu darkai, v'mokim shem achzir n'aysay. V'mokim shem achzir n'aysay, aysay kem chayz l'dina. So in your Ritva, is maskim la'alacha in a case where you forgot something that you'll be machzir. For example, so if you hold him every Saint Talmater, Varach Hashanim. So then he says, you wouldn't say Lamdeinu Kecha. Why? Because you could be mashlim in Shema Kaleinu. But if we're talking about something like Yal V'Yavai, that you'll be chayzer, if you don't say it now, you don't say Lamdeinu Kecha, you have to go back. Therefore, we say it's kedai to say the Saint Talmater. Rav Moshe has got big issues with this, and he says, "This vaday borer Upashit, she also lulmoid, apsuke tire, bemsa tfilu, bemsa brachas. Mit the mall, Milishman Esrei, start saying psukim, he starts saying tilim, the Milishman Esrei. Aloin bemsa, who hefts the gum with boko brachasu. Therefore, he says, Lamaisa, he says, you shouldn't do that. You should finish the bracha and say mashmuch, like the machaber. In other words, even the Bir Alacha was not willing to be doich the machaber. Elamai, he said, you have an eitz, you have a patent. If you didn't say, you didn't finish the bracha, so say I'm doich kecha. But Moshe says, he doesn't like that. Because how can you say a sukkah milish masrei? Although, again, it's a ridva, right? So, you know, you have your kashas all you want, but the ridva lemaisa b'shem ben yayina. You learn the god of ben yayina. Ridva b'shem yayina says that this it is a good patent. And therefore, l'chayra, even though Moshe taina, l'chayra sounds like a good taina, but l'halacha, l'maisa b'shem yayina, they say it. And therefore, the chayra, we could do the bir alachas eitzah, although Ramesh is not to. So, upon him, it's machlekes. But, you know, the at least the bir alacha does have back from the Rishonim that that do have this eitzah. Just like, Kelly, could you make my charger, please? So I once heard from Reb Zilberstein, he wanted to tie in the Machlaikis, Reb Moshe, and Mishabura is totally whether or not, when you say Psukim Derech Tachnunim, is it a Ged of Lima Tair or not? It's in your room. Whether it's Talmud Tair or not. L'chaira, that's wrong, because the Mishmur says bearish, bakarit. The reason why I can say l'mdeich kecha is k'dei shekar b'tayra, right? You're not saying the pasuk derech tachnunim, you're saying the pasuk derech lima. Okay, now, Kiyadua, this you already talked ahead in the beginning of the parak of Islami Yudan, one of the Sparichas, so the issues are familiar with you. And that is, Kiyadua Mechaik is Taisin Chachme Provincia. If someone forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Mincha or Rosh Chodesh, where Tamar was not Rosh Chodesh, does he have Tashlumin or not? Taisa says there's no Tashlumin because he's not going to be Mavich anything. But anyway, he's not going to say Yalav Yavai Tashlumin, and Yudches Brachas, he said, there's no Tashlumin. The Rosh means down Chachma Provincia, that since you're not Yaitz, you're Chiyav Tefila. So Mela, since you're not Yaitz, you're Chiyav Tefila. So Mela, even though you're not going to be Mashlim, what you were Chaser, the Yalav Yavai, but you might say you weren't Yaitz Tefila. If you weren't Yaitz Tefila, then, if you weren't Yaitz Tefillah, then you have to daven again. So, even though you're not going to be Mashlim, but say it, you weren't Yaitz Tefillah, you have to daven again. Okay. So, I'm not going to go, since you guys learned all that, I'm not going to go back, you know, holding off Gaminas in the Chkira, is it Kilu you daven, is not, if you didn't daven, it's just Askara. But I wanted to talk about what's Negeya more to us, the same Talmud. And Kiddur Reb Chaim, could be discussed it then, I don't know. Reb Chaim, I think it's the first Reb Chaim in the stencils, where we brought down other places, Tzipesach means down Shem Chaim as well. At the whole Machlaikis, Taisin, the Chachm Provincia is Nafka Bayal V'Yavai. And things that are diamond to that. But the same Talamatar, which is just Askara Ba'alma, that's a Shaila, which is just Askara Ba'alma. Do we say that if you're not going to be masquerade, then there's no point in davening again? Or we say, no, we look at it that you weren't Yaretz Shemin Esrei. But the same Talmud Matar, that's part of the Nuskha of the Bracha, he says, Meila, if you miss the same Talmud Matar, you missed the Bracha, Mishan Rebbe Shtav HaChamim, and you missed Madbeya Bracha of, it's as if you didn't say the whole bracha baruch aleinu. So meila kula alma ma'ida that you missed the bracha, you missed the bracha, you missed Shemoneh Esrei, you missed Shemoneh Esrei. The Yom Tisus holds you have to be chayzer. That's what Chaim wants to say. Ma'isa is a pella. Pella atzam mekama mekama haimu. First of all, Harei Tisus and the Chachamim Vincia are talking about a guy that davened Tilas Chol on Shabbos, right? They're not just talking about Yaldi. If a guy forgot to say, he forgot to daven Nusach Shabbos, he davened Tilas Chol. And that they're arguing, that's what Tisus starts off about, right? So now, the guy doesn't say the Nusach of Shabbos in Mincha, right? It's not just Askar Ba'alma, that's the Ikka Nusach HaTfilah. Chazal Masakin, a Nusach HaTfilah, a special bracha is by Shabbos. It's not just Askar Ba'alma Gal V'Yavai. If the Saint Talmud is considered a part of the bracha, and Chaim says, if you missed it, then Kul Alma, you're not Yet Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven again, even though you're not going to be masking Saint Talmater, let's say it's Shabbos, so then Koshkin, if you forgot to say Nusach of Shabbos. That's one kashrim chayim. How might we see, even if it's something ikerdik to the tila, still Taisa says that if you're not going to be mashlamit, then you're not going to be mashlamit, then you don't daven again. And furthermore, the farish against G'day L'Achrayim. Alright, the farish against the Magen Avraham and Yeshua's Yankiv. The Magen Avraham says like this. In Shulchan Aruch it says, we've got to daven mincha, tefillas Shabbos and by mincha. So then you daven twice. But you should do b'teres nedava. Why b'teres nedava? Because it's a machlekes, right? Who did yal b'yavai? Says the Magen Avraham. Let's say the second night's Rosh Chodesh. So then you're going to be mashlim Rosh Chodesh, and of course there's no problem. Even if it dices. You daven again. Why? What's the whole Svar of Taisus? You're not going to be able to make up what you missed. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, the makeup will also include Yal V'Yavai. Says the Magen Avraham. Here's the punchline. Adinim Shachar Saint Talmud and Mashim Beruach. Says the Magen Avraham that for the same reason why we say that it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and forgot Yal V'Yavai and Mincha, the Kul Alma you could say you daven Shemoneh Esrei over again. And who Adinim by the Saint Talmud. Meaning, since I could be mashlim, the same talmud in tefillas tashlumin, meila, there's no problem. Ilfitaisis to be mashlim. Now l'chayra, so it's mevorim in the Magen Avraham that the same talmud and mashiv ruach are also calling machlokes tais nechachem b'vincia, but he says. Just like we say Beyal V'Yavah with 2 days of Shchaydish, even Taisus is Maida, over here also even Taisus is Maida. But it's still telling the Machlaikis. It's just that over here, everyone's Maida, they have an option of Tashlumin. Rakapan, it's Mavur and Magen Avraham, that Batsim, the same Talmatar is telling the Machlaikis, for example, but if, let's say you've got the same Talmatar, Erev Shabbos, you're not going to be Mashal the same Talmatar. On Shabbos, then it will be told in Machlekes, Chachamim Vincent Tais, not like Reb Chaim. And Yeshua's Yankiv Lahed, he talks about someone that forgot for Saint Talmud the Mincha of Shabbos, and he's told in Machlekes, Chachamim Vincent Tais, and he says that since Lamaisa, we paskin that if you've got Yal V'Yavah, you should daven again, Beteres Nedavah. Because the machlokes is, since on Shabbos you can't do nedava, halach lemaisa, the guy forgets. But Saint Talmater, erev Shabbos he can't. He's not chayzer on Friday. He's not chayzer on Tefillah Friday night because it's not shaykh nedava. And again, not like Reb Chaim. So even though I once heard from Zilberstein, he tainted that I think he said b'shem Reb Yashiv, he used to paskin like Reb Chaim, which is. Be very strange, and I never actually pursued it. Find that, you know, and ask the five right hands of Reb Yashiv what Reb Yashiv held about this. maybe it's kedayt mevar. Hakaponim, he said b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, he passed like a b'chayim. Although b'shem b'shem zalm, they say not like a b'chayim. The chayim saying ulti gedel achrayim, I say not like a b'chayim, and even the b'chayim itself, that's in Taisvis, the chayim it's a pella like a b'chayim. So I saw Rabbi Chaim Olshin wants taina that Taisvis in brachas of tesa and beis is also mevor not like a b'chayim. Chag shmak araya. Why? Because Taisa over there is going on that sugya. If someone forgot to say the same talmud matter, so it says he could make he has tashlumin shmak aleinu. But if he forgot shmak aleinu, then he has to go back. It says the Bahag that let's say if a guy forgot yal b'yavay. So he has to be chayzer, or we're saying talmud for that matter. He's going to say gemara. Then also biyachid he has to be chayzer. But if he's b'tzibur, he could be saimach on the shatz. Even though we say that you can't, the shatz can't be mitzi someone cannot be mitzi a baki, cannot be mitzi a baki only if he's in besadas. But the answer is, says the Bahag, interesting. Hainush le yispal klal, ava hechash yispal kvar, le chashvina le ki ilu le yispal klal. If a guy daven, then it's not, we don't look at it, and if God say yal v'yavay, so we don't look at it, or v'sein tal matar, right? We don't look at it that ki ilu, he didn't daven, and therefore, elamai, he has to be mashlim v'sein tal matar. So in order to mash him, saying Talmud, "Will you mash me Yal B'Yavai?" He has to daven. He can't just get up and say, "Oh, Yal B'Yavai." So for that, we say the shatz could be made. It says, "Who adin chol dov shemachzir ma'isa yihad shamalei mishluch le'sibura miroy shad soif napi." So we see lahedya, even by saying Talmud, Tais is a svara. It's as if you daven. It's not as if you didn't daven. It's as if you daven. Narvas, you missed the same Talmud. So therefore, you can be yitzif in the shatz. If you say that it's part of matbeir the bracha, and it's as if you missed the bracha, Harei Taisus over there, Lehedya says, a guy missed the bracha, any bracha. If somebody, he forgot a bracha. So then we don't say he can be yitzif in the shatz, because he's not yitzif in Asrei. So therefore, Chariz and Farish Taisus is not Gabchayim. You see, Farish and Taisus, that by saying Talmater, it's not considered that you missed the bracha. Chariz and Farish Makarai. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Pesach brings down from the Sefer Chesel Avram that he seems to be saying, Mamash Punk Faker from Chai, that by Tal Matar, it's certainly only Saskara, and he sounds like he's saying, maybe Ilfi, you wouldn't have to daven again. Because it's only askar about, okay. Akapanim, we'll leave that next chiddush. Oh, so it's fascinating. Halachas Ketanis, the Shai Chuv brings down. So the Halachas Ketanis is known to say interesting things. I once heard from Rashi Weiss, he said that the Sefer Halachas Ketanis is really a collection of shurim that he gave Shabbos afternoon. And so he says, he has experience giving shir Shabbos afternoon, you have to say something very interesting, otherwise people are going to fall asleep. So he says, the guy on Shabbos was davening, and as it happens sometimes, he continued without the chayinim. And he's somewhere in the Shemayim, and he's not thinking about what he's saying, and he finds himself past Baruch Hashanah. And he reminds himself, one second, Shabbos. Yeah? But it was in the summer, and he said, Mashiva Ruach. Right? He got up to Mashiv Shevteinu, he reminded himself that, oh, it's Shabbos. But not only that, he messed up in the Baruch Aleinu, and he said, even though it was the summer. So he says he has to go back to the Brichas Hashanim. He has to go back to Brichas Hashanim. And because he messed up Brichas Hashanim, and then it'll be Mamshach Shabbos. He's go back to Baruch Aleinu, then go back to Shabbos. Shai Tshuva brings this down. He says, yeah, Yishcholkim, that who cares? So it's as if he didn't say the bracha, right? He didn't say Baruch Aleinu. On Shabbos, you don't have to say Baruch Aleinu. So, Shai Liz, what will be for character case? What happens? Same thing. It was in Maisak Shamin. And again, he continued the Tfilas Chol. He reminded himself after Baruch Aleinu, and he realized they've got to say the same Talmud. Yeah? We've got to say the same Talmud. In Yimayisak Shama. Next Shabbos. He raised the same St. Talmud, and he forgot to say. So what does he do? Some want to say that, just according to Lach Tanis, same deal. If he has to go back, since he messed up in Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say the same Talmud. Therefore, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu, fix up the same Talmud, and then he can go continue back to Shabbos.
Isn't it worse in the summer to say?
Well, what's a tushtel b'chlal? In the summer, if you say the same Talmud, it's a klala, and therefore you have to. You messed up. Not just that you missed something; you said something bad. And if you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, Mashenkein, you missed something in Baruch Aleinu. You missed the same Talmud. Hare by Shabbos, you're not mechuyev to say the same Talmud. Just like you're not mechuyev to say the whole Baruch Aleinu. So man, fine, so I missed the same Talmud. So what? I don't have to say the same Talmud. If I said the same Talmud in the summer, I messed up. Oh, the shaila is, we say like this. So in other words, the fees that we're saying, that's not the pshat, this should be totally in the Shaila Batsim Rav Chaim, when a guy misses the same Talmud, is the pshat that he messed up the bracha? In other words, no, might not be calling. Try it like this. Do we say, okay, there's two ways of saying this, right? So if the pshat is that the same Talmud is just a skar ba'alma, like we saw from the Chesed Avraham, and so you didn't mess up the bracha, Elma, you have to say it. You have to say the same Talmud. You didn't mess up the bracha, b'chlal. Not like Reb Chaim. Then, l'chayra, then it's pashit, that you don't have to go back. You didn't mess up the bracha. And I have to say the same Talmud. And Shabbos, you don't have to say the same Talmud. But even if you hold, so if we say like that, then it's pashat the chiluk. Yeah, then it's pashat the chiluk. So the question is, by virtue of the fact that you're able to be mashlim, the same talu matar in Shmak Aleinu, is that a raya that be'etzem, not like Reb Chaim, that Be'etzem, the same Talmud is just something you have to say, right? But if you didn't say it, it's not that you as if you missed the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. You messed up on Baruch Aleinu. You didn't mess up on Baruch Aleinu. You messed up in the same Talmud. Haraya, they could be mashma and Shmak Aleinu. Haray, what's the din if a guy forgot a bracha? Yeah? The guy forgot a bracha. Or he forgot something which is ikar part of a bracha. Can he mashlim in Shmak Aleinu? Can he mashlim in Shmak Aleinu? So that is a big shiloh. So again, the shiloh we're bringing down is, but can we bring the raya that by virtue of the fact, if a guy forgot to say the same Talmud, that he has a place to be mashlim it nishmak aleinu, does that tell me that not saying the same talmud matar is just not saying the same talmud matar? It doesn't mess up the whole bracha of berech aleinu. But then we have a shaila, what's the halacha? If a guy messed up something that's ikudig in the bracha, can he mashlim nishmak aleinu or not? Or another question is, if a guy missed the whole bracha, can he mashlim nishmak aleinu? So it's very interesting. The Beralach and Sima Kufi Zayin is down the shine. He says that let's say if a guy he forgot to say kibbutz Golias in the bracha of Kabbish Shofar, which the Gemara says that's ikka part of the bracha kibbutz Golias. The Gemara in the Megillah calls it the bracha of kibbutz Golias. Yeah. He forgot to mention Kibbutz Golias in Kabbash Shayf. Kabbash Shayf Golach Erisenu, sometimes Kabbash Golias. He didn't say, B'Kabbasenu Yachem Abakabbis Arts, which is Ikka part of the Bracha. He didn't say that, right? B'Kabbas Nitcham Yisrael, right? That's the Chasim of the Bracha, B'Kabbas Nitcham Yisrael. In the Bracha itself, he didn't say, B'Kabbasenu Yachem. So, that Lachar is Ikka part of the Bracha. Right? It's not just the Haskara Ba'alma, that's Ikapar and Bracha. Can you mashlim then Shmak Aleinu or not? A very, very, very basic question, interesting question. Says the Be'er Halacha, there's a shayla about that. And he brings a raya from Taisvis. Taisvis in Brochas Chavtes. The Taisvis over there says, Taisvis we mentioned before, that what's the difference between V'sein Talal Matar and Mashav Aruach. Why by V'sein Talal Matar you could be Mashav Mishmak Leinu and Mashav Aruach not? Taisa says because Mashav Aruach is a Shvach and Shmak Leinu is a Mokin for Tefillah, not for Shvach. So Zot the Bir Halacha, that Chayr from Taisa you see, anything, any part of Shemin Esrei which is not a Shvach, like V'kabetzenu Yachad Ma'ar B'kampis Aretz, you could be Mashlim and Shmak Aleinu. So in other words, it's not just that you could Mashlim Haskara Ba'alma, like V'sein Talal Matar. You could even Mashlim something which is the Ikka part of the Bracha. Because it's Minyan Tefillah. Furthermore, says the Be'er Halacha, he means that Magen Avraham that we discussed in the beginning of this year. The Magen Avraham says that if a guy is not going to have a kais for Avdallah, and he forgot to say Atchanantanu, he can mashlim in Shmak Aleinu. So we see that even something which is not just Haskar Ba'alma, you can be mashlim. Akapanim, that's Shitas Taisis. So now, so Derech Agav, the question really is the Magen Avraham quotes between the Rambam. As I mentioned before, in the Rambam we don't have this, but it is the Shita though of the Maril and the Marash. So Beis Yosef says, so what's the chiluk between Atachanan Tanu and V'sein Talal Matar? Harei, Lefi Taisvis, it has to be a tefillah. So Saint Talal Matar is a tefillah. Mashav Aruach is not a tefillah. Atchanan Tanu is also not a tefillah. It's Avdallah. So we mentioned before, the Beis Yosef answers that the chiluk is Atchanan Tanu is also a tefillah. Atchanan Tanu is also a tefillah. Okay. Zok the Beralach of Pim Gadim says that what if you forgot a whole bracha? So again, so if you forgot something which is ikar part of a bracha, you could say it in Shmak Aleinu. Kabtzenu Yachad, you could. What about if you forgot a whole bracha? You missed the whole bracha. Can you mashlim in Shmak Aleinu or not? Here the Beralach brings down a Pichadosh that says they could. It means right from Taisus. If God says there's no raya from Taisvis. Why? Because Haskaras Talal Matar
That's not it's not part of the nuscha of the bracha. It's askara ba'alma. Mashenkein, if it's Mashenkein, if you miss the whole bracha, then not. Okay, there's efshel falpel in this issue, but the kapam is ma'aseh machlekes prichadash and the pimegadim. What's the din? If a guy missed the bracha, he didn't say baruch aleinu, the whole bracha, he forgot to say the bracha. Can he mashal and shmak aleinu? You can make a cheshbin, based on the taisasin, on chavtes, amen alav, chavtes and beis, based on the mloy arayim over there, because the Mloy Royim has an issue. Mloy has a problem with Taizach Tessin Beis. Because Taizach Tessin Beis says that if a guy forgot Saint Talmud Matar, then what's the din? He can be Yitzhak from the Shatz. Because it's not like he didn't damage Mesrei. What about if he forgot Mashav Ruach? What if he forgot Mashav Ruach? He can't be yaitz with the shatz. It says machzir na yisai. So what's the difference? So Malay Royim wants to say that by we're saying Talmud is askara, like we're saying the whole time, not like Reb Chaim. Hashem kein mashav ruach is part of the ikar nuscha bracha. Memela, it's as if you missed the bracha. As if you missed the bracha. Then Taisa said, you can't listen from the shots. That means Taisa is saying that when you miss the brach, that if you missed, but still, why can't you say Mashav Ruach in Shmakaleinu only because it's Shvach, not Tefillah? So it's Mavur and Taisis. That even though you missed the bracha, that's him, you could be mashlim. Again, I'll say the cheshbon once more. It's a bit complicated. It's not really so complicated if you're halting cup. Again, Taisus on Amud Beis says, Shein de Bahad, if a guy forgot the Saint Talmud Matar, he could be yaitz with the shatz. It's mavur in Taisus, but if he forgot the mashav ruach, he can't be yaitz with the shatz. Dr. Mloyroin, what's the chalik? If you forgot Mashav Ruach, it's like it's a chelik of the bracha. It's like you missed the bracha. Mela, you can't be Yitzah. Taisa says, if you missed the bracha, you can't be Yitzah from the shatz. Now, if Taisa is considering Mashav Ruach as if you missed the bracha, yet on Amin Aleph, when Taisa explains why over here you could say it Shema Kalein and here not, he doesn't say because here you're missing a bracha and here you're not missing a bracha. He says because you can't be Mashlim by Shvach. It's Mashma. That if it wasn't a problem of Shvach, then you could be mashlim, even though you consider you missed the bracha. And when it's a tefillah, if you missed the whole bracha, brech leinu, you could be mashlim. So then, that's the prichadish raya, that's the oimik havana of prichadish being raya from Taisvis. And mela, that would answer Pim Gadim's kash. So, another interesting shaila, Rabbi Kveger, a famous Rabbi Kveger. Kveger is mechadish. What happens if a guy forgot to say Mashav Ruach Leil Shabbos? The halacha brings down Kufi Dalet. So he says he doesn't have to daven again. He had his rabbi say. Again, he didn't say murder at all, obviously. Yeah. He's been chutzlaretz. He doesn't say merit at all. But Leil Shabbos, he forgot to say Mashav Ruach. He's not chayz. Why? Says Rukveiger, it's loygara. And if he said Ein Sheva, Haray, the Magen Avraham says, which also chiddush, if a guy, a yochid that said Ein Sheva, what the Shat says after Shemin Esrei, Lel Shabbos, he doesn't have to daven again. He's Yaitz B'Dievet. So Meilo, Zakim Feger, in Birchus Mein Sheva, there's no mention of Mashav Ruach. So if a guy daven Shemin Esrei, and he didn't say Mein Sheva, he didn't say Mashav Ruach, it's Legara, and then if he said Mein Sheva, or if a guy didn't daven, all he said was Mein Sheva. Yeah? He's Yaitz his Tefillah, and a Mein Sheva, there is no Geshem. So Meil, who I didn't, if a guy forgot to say Mashav Ruach, he doesn't have to be Chayzer. Zokta Marsham. So what about Yal V'Yavai? In Cain, Fir B'Kveger, just like by Mashav Ruach, he doesn't have to daven over again Lel Shabbos. Yal V'Yavai also of Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Obviously not Rosh Chodesh, because for Rosh Chodesh, anyway, we're not Chayzer by Meirah. But on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, we're Chayzer. If on Lel Shabbos Chol HaMoed, if you got to Yal V'Yavai. So again, in Ein Sheva, is there Yal V'Yavai? No. The Kuntrim Kveger, it's Loigara, then if you said Ein Sheva. He takes this from Kveger a step further. Okay, now just, I said in the beginning of the year, we discussed what's the din of a ben, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, ben Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, Legabe, the same Talmater, because we start at different times. Ben Eretz Yisrael start Zayin Cheshvan, ben Chutz Laretz either the 4th or 5th of December. Now, look at Mishabura. A Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. Or the opposite. So if his das is within Teich Shana to go back, then he's Shoyel Kimakaimai. If his das is to be there for the whole year, then he says, if he's saying Talmudah, like he is. If he's a Chutz Laretz, he doesn't say it. If he's an Eretz Yisrael, he says it from Zayin Cheshvan. And Rik Yaisa brings down Rishay many achrayim that no, it's totally where you are. And now, it's interesting, but the Mishbura Paskin is that if you can be there for the whole year, then you say like where you are. Now, the Rishon Zalman, very bechiddush, he says that what does it mean a whole year? What does it mean a whole year? He says, as long as you're planning on being there until December, that's called the whole year. In the Mishabura, he wants to say that in that's in the Mishabura. Back upon him, as long as you're planning, so according to him, certainly, Shiva Baruch and the Red Shalit, they say from Zion Cheshvan. Shai Liz, if the guy's going to be at the end of the year, anyway, if you're the Poshpashan Mishabura, he has to say, Shai Liz, the guy is planning on going on Pesach. Does he say he's not going to be there for the whole year? So there, Gundam Zom Zalman. Anyway, he has to say Kibinei Eretz Yisrael. But the simple Lashon Mishabura, he says a year. So to me, doesn't seem so pashit. What should he do then? I would think that maybe in such a case, he should say it in Shema Kaleinu. But you're saying Shema Kaleinu. Now, in the parasha, so we have the whole story with Noach, that when he left the teva, it says Vayochel Noach ish hadama vayita keren. So Rashi says, what does it mean by Yochel Noach? Osa Atzmai Chulin. He was Machal himself, Loshen Chulin. Shehoyle Lasek Tchila Benetia Cheres. The first thing you plant when you get out of the Teva is a vineyard that you're about to have your wine. That's the first thing Now you're missing in the teva. That's the first thing you have to plant some Merlot grapes. That's what's bothering you. That's on your mind. You should plant other things first. Plant wheat, things that are more basic. So, Rabbi Shmuel points out from here, the quotes from the Ruch and Mishgich and the Mir, they see from here the Gvalgi side of the Koyach of Haskalah. That Hared Noyach and the world were starting over again. And Melo, over here, the big Taina Noyach, that's what messed them up, was because the Haskalah of what he was doing over here, he got off on a bad start. The Haskalah, he should have been trying to recreate the world. First thing he plans, he's got to have his wine. And that's what made Noyach go from the beginning of Parsha. What is the Torah? How does the Torah refer to Noyach? Ish Sadik, Tomim, Hoya B'deraisa. At the end of the Parsha, how is Noyach referred to? Vayochel Noyach Ish HaAdama, an earthly person. He went from the pinnacle of being an Ish Sadik, Tomim, Hoya B'deraisa, because Shparuch was made on him. His Ish Sadik, Tomim, yeah, B'deraisa. And where did he go? He went and he fell and he became Ish HaDama. The answer is because the Haskala was bad. And he quotes a fascinating idea based on Rashi. Because Rashi says on the pasuk Ladaber Bam, he's saying Krishna. Rashi says Shkakot Maschel Ladaber Ovim Melamdei Taira Taira Tzivon Amoisha Shehei Tchilas Dibur B'Dibe Taira. Listen to the lashon of Rashi. Vimlav Ilu Kaivrei. If his first talk, his first speech is not Torah Tzivon Amoisha, what does Rashi say? Ki'ilu Kaivrei. Mavel Al Rayin. What's going on over here? Ki'ilu Kaivrei. You didn't say Torah, didn't teach him Torah Tzivon Amoisha. Ki'ilu Kaivrei. LMI, that's the Yisai. Because if the Haskala is Torah Tzivon Amoisha, then the kid has a chance. But if the Haskala is other things, and not Torah Tzivon Amoisha, then once the Haskala is bad, then Le'elenu is Kilu Kaivra. It brings down also an interesting idea that by Shlomo HaMelech, Chazal tell us that the night that Shlomo HaMelech finished the Beis HaMikdash, he married Bas Parai. And there was a lot of partying that night. There was the partying of Beis HaMikdash, the partying of the Chasana. And Bas Parai wanted they shouldn't wake up for the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So she put a sadin on top of his bed there was like pictures of stars. Kitzer, and Shlomo HaMelech he knew it was Chochem Chalodom. He knew how to look at the sky and see what time it was. And mainly he looked up, which he thought was the sky, and he ended up oversleeping. So until he woke up, he slept till 10 o'clock. And he's the one that had the keys. And Mela, on that day, they were makir the carbon talmud at 10 o'clock instead of by daybreak. Normally makir carbon by Alessa Shachar. That was the only time they were makir the carbon talmud 4 hours into the day. And they told Batsheva, his mother, so she woke him up, and she's mechiach him. And the Gemara says that she gave him patch. Yeah, she put him over the block, and she hit him. She gave him, you know, good old fashioned spanking. Yeah. So the question is, what's the big deal? So that they mocked the carbon talmud. What did they miss? It was still bizman. Yeah, it was still before Chatzais. Elmai what? They missed the carbon. There's a reason why they were mitzvahs. Okay, for that, Shlomo HaMelech deserves a spanking. LMI, look at my Shmuel. No, what we see from here, the pshat is that the Haskala is so important. And this is the Haskala of the Beis HaMikdash. The first carbon talmud in the Beis HaMikdash was brought late. It's not just a question of Zerizim HaKdimah, the mitzvahs. It's a question of messing up the Haskala. And when you mess up the Haskala, who knows what the ramifications of that are. So Mela, when Yenenu, Harei, you know, we just started a Wintersman, Longsman. That's this wasn't such a great Haskalah. You know, Haskalah on Zoom is never a great Haskalah. But Adarabba, but since the Haskalah is so important, and what the Gufa Basaresha Ozel, the Guf follows the head, whatever the beginning is, that's Kaveya. So Emerson, we really have to mechazik ourselves. And even though that's, you know, it's not even as good as it was in Marbach Ziv, yeah? It's far from perfect and it's difficult. But Adarabba, since it's Haskalah, we have to mechazik ourselves and be mitametz and work a little harder, that even though it's not exactly the best circumstances, still we have to mechazik ourselves that the Haskalah should be in a good way. In this way, Bez Hashem, the Hemshuch will follow. Have a good job.